The Steve Gruber Show, American Values with Midwestern Common Sense.
All right, headline on the Hill today. And I do want to share this with you. A headline on the Hill today. FBI uncovered Russian bribery plot before the Obama administration approved controversial nuclear deal with Moscow. Well, that's on thehill.com today. That's a headline. Before the Obama administration approved a controversial deal in 2010, giving Moscow control of a large swath of American uranium, the FBI had gathered substantial evidence that Russian nuclear industry officials were engaged in bribery, kickbacks, extortion, and money laundering designed to grow Vladimir Putin's atomic energy business inside the United States. That according to government documents and interviews. Can you imagine? Yeah, this is new on the Hill today. We're going to go to our good friend Liz Peek for, you know, analysis on this and everything else. Liz Peek from FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Welcome back, my friend.
Good morning. Happy to join you.
Glad to have you here. Let's start with the fact that apparently Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump are best friends.
No. What Donald Trump said specifically was they were as close as they'd ever been. So who knows what that means, right?
During the campaign, though, he used to, before the election, and I wrote a story about this because I had insider information, he was calling Mitch McConnell each Sunday evening. He would find a place to go off, and he would call Mitch, and he would talk to Mitch about the campaign, about where they were going and what was going on. Those heady days are gone, though.
Those heady days are gone. But look, Donald Trump, notwithstanding what the liberal media says, is not a stupid man, and he understands that he has got to get some support from people like Mitch McConnell, and in particular from Mitch McConnell, to get stuff done. And I think as much as he said yesterday he doesn't blame himself for the lack of legislative progress, the truth is eventually his backers will begin to blame him. And also, if indeed 2018 were to usher in a Democratic House, then the prospects for actually bold things like comprehensive tax reform really just kind of the odds of that happening sink to zero. So, look, this was, I think we should all be cheered that he and McConnell had a good meeting. I think the vote on the budget starts tomorrow, Thursday. Let's hope that goes smoothly, and it does appear that they brought some dissonant voices on board on the budget project. That has
to
happen before tax reform. And so, and that's, I hope it happens.
I'll tell you this. Yeah, I was driving along and I heard Donald Trump say, "Let me be honest, I don't blame myself." I laughed out loud. I'm thinking, I'm shocked.
Yeah,
I'm totally shocked you don't blame yourself, because that's totally different. But what really, I don't think that his voters or the American people blame him for the impasse at this point. They blame John McCain, Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, and Rand Paul by
Ryan.
The way, and Susan Collins.
And Rand Paul,
the list goes on and on. Again, what I think is interesting, Susan Collins now, of course, has decided not to run for the governorship in Maine. So she may become, I'm not sure how to read that, but she could become a better ally. It looks as though, again, on the budget, like she's going to be okay with it. I think Rand Paul's going to go along. So look, he has to work with this group, as annoying as they are. You know, this is the Congress he has been dealt. So in particular, this is the Senate that he has been dealt, and it's a very slim margin, as we know. The good news is it looks like Menendez is going to be tied up with his corruption trial for yet a while longer, which does help the numbers. That is to say, the Democratic senator from New Jersey, so that's one less Democratic vote, presumably.
Well, it would help a lot more if he got convicted, because that would put one more Republican
amen.
In the column. But Chris Christie, I think he leaves office in January, so you only have a short period of time here.
Exactly. The timeline probably doesn't work.
So I want to ask you about something else here, because, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about just the good fun that I'm having watching Hollywood Circular Firing Squad. You know, I mean, I find this very, I mean, this guy groped him. For the record, hashtag, I have not been groped in Hollywood, just so we're clear on that. But apparently everybody else has, and they've been keeping it a big secret. And Harvey Weinstein's been spending cash, $300,000 here, $300,000, and nobody's giving the money back.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton says, "I'm not giving the money back, and I'm going to kneel for the national anthem." Good job, Hillary, because that helps the Republicans every time you speak.
No question about it. I was starting to write something yesterday, actually, on just how deep down, the divide is becoming between blue-collar, working-class Americans and the Democratic Party. And it just gets worse and worse. I mean, you know, there's absolutely nothing that Democrats have done, including, by the way, I think opposing tax reform sort of right out of the box, that has been favorable for repairing that rift. I don't think they're doing anything right. And all these social issues, and or values issues, if you will, things like the NFL and so forth, and now heaven knows the Hollywood scandal, you know, it just sort of reaffirms what an awful lot of Americans think, which is that these elitists in Hollywood and in New York and D.C. are simply out of touch with what the mainstream American thinks. And
there's no question. If you look at places like Green Bay, Wisconsin, Detroit, Michigan, NFL cities, if you will. These are blue-collar working cities for the most part that are union cities that have roll-up-your-sleeve attitudes, let's get to work. And these people are saying, what happened to my Democratic Party? Because they're arguing about things that I don't agree with and don't care about that don't affect my family, like transgender rights or,
exactly.
or whatever they're talking about, or kneeling for the national anthem. What are they doing? They're totally alienating whatever connection they ever had to working America.
Well, they are, and it cost them the election. Let's face it. That's what cost them the November election. I'm reading Hillary Clinton's book, and she really cannot get her arms around this. She spends an entire chapter talking about how she didn't really want to put the coal miners out of work, and she really cares about those people. Well, that may be true, but those people don't believe that. And everything they do suggests, and in fact, it's that sort of looking down their nose snobism about working class America that I think is the worst issue. And where does that show up most? In Hollywood. When those people trot out on the stage and congratulate each other on bravery, I tell you, during the most recent awards ceremony, when people talked about how brave somebody was, I was thinking about it again this morning. How brave is it to do something that you know is going to be applauded by every single person you run into, right? I mean, come on, folks. That's not bravery. Yeah. Carrying a gun in Afghanistan is bravery, right?
Yeah,
or
no question.
Being a cop in Detroit is braver.
That's right. By putting your life on the line and going something that matters, you know, that's, you know, taking a knee at a football game on a Sunday.
You got
That's a fake hero.
Yeah, a
real hero,
hero.
Are the people that go running in to the Route 91 Harvest Festival massacre to try to help, to try to move, to cover. But that's a real hero.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think, and again, this whole values issue, when somebody, I'm tired of being told Donald Trump doesn't represent American values. Who tells me what American values are? I don't think it's Harvey Weinstein at all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Harvey. You know, and here's the thing, a sexual predator, they won't give the money back. Can you imagine if that, well, there's probably not a Republican in Hollywood that has that kind of power, but this guy, go back and look at his movies. Look who was on the casting couch.
Yeah.
You'll be appalled. I'm appalled. It's an appalling situation. And Hillary Clinton's like, yeah, but we elected a sexual whatever to the White House. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You're going to try to equivocate this and your husband and Harvey Weinstein to Donald Trump? Please, I'll give you the last word, Liz.
No, I think that's exactly right. Look, Clinton's over. She just doesn't know it yet. And frankly, if I were Chuck Schumer and other people, leaders of the party, I would be forcibly telling her to stay home and stop talking. Because, as you say, every time she says anything, it seems to go in the wrong direction. And this idea of pointing fingers about sexual misbehavior, when your husband has been accused by real people
of rape,
it's unconscionable.
I got to leave it there. No question. And if I was a Republican, I'd pay for her to appear anywhere possible. Liz Peek,
exactly
thank you very
right.
much.